With What's News from the Wall Street Journal, I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York. McDonald's is navigating tensions between the U.S. and the Kremlin in Russia.
Over the last several years, we've seen McDonald's really try to boost its Russian pedigree, so to speak. It's been trying to get more and more Russian suppliers to fill its needs, as opposed to foreign suppliers for bacon, fish sticks, and now French fries.
Wall Street Journal reporter Thomas Grove has the details. But first, these top stories. The Federal Reserve is expected to raise short-term interest rates next month for the fourth time this year. The Fed held rates steady at its November meeting, which wrapped up on Thursday, and its statement offered little indication that the central bank would deviate from its current path of continuing to gradually raise interest rates. The Fed gave an upbeat assessment of the economy, despite noting a slowdown in business investment. The U.S. Federal Trade Commission says MoneyGram has agreed to pay $125 million to settle fraud allegations. The FTC says the company failed to take steps to crack down on fraudulent money transfers as required by a 2009 order. MoneyGram says it's invested more than $100 million in compliance technology, oversight, and verification standards since 2012. As part of the settlement with the FTC, MoneyGram will also retain an independent compliance monitor and agreed to additional agent oversight. Ford is buying San Francisco electric scooter startup Spin in a deal valued at $80 to $90 million. Ford is hoping to expand the business to more than 100 U.S. cities within the next year and a half. The move is considered an effort by Ford to expand beyond the automotive business and provide services for city residents who don't want to own cars. Qualcomm could have another tough year ahead amid declining smartphone sales and a continuing legal battle with Apple. The chipmaker is hoping the launch of 5G networks will give sales a boost. In its earnings report earlier this week, Qualcomm projected revenues for the December quarter in a range between $4.5 billion and $5.3 billion. Still to come, McDonald's goes Russian. McDonald's is getting caught in the middle of tensions between the U.S. and Russia, and its solution in Russia, at least so far, is boosting local suppliers and launching a new marketing campaign. Joining us now via Skype from Moscow with the details is Wall Street Journal reporter Thomas Grove. Thomas, let's go back a bit. Can you talk about McDonald's history in Russia? It's always been somewhat politicized, having opened its first restaurant there in 1990 toward the end of the Soviet Union.
Yeah, that's true. It was still the Soviet Union whenever the first Golden Arches went up in central Moscow, and it located itself only a mile or two away from the Kremlin. So it's right in the heart of the city center, and it's always been kind of an emblem of American entrepreneurship here. At the time, it was obviously relations. Soviets were very curious about what American food tasted like, and obviously, that's not entirely the case now with, loads of sanctions and counter-sanctions going on, but still they're doing relatively well.
And as relations between the U.S. and Russia have become more complicated in recent years, some of that backlash, including from political officials in Russia, has come down on McDonald's of all companies.
That is correct, yeah. They were one of the first biggest targets in 2014, whenever ties started to kind of seriously deteriorate after the annexation of Crimea and the subsequent U.S. sanctions on Russia. It was indeed one of the first targets and continued to be a target in following years as sanctions kind of piled on. There was an effort to even declare them foreign agents at one point, kind of using this the terminology that the Kremlin has applied to non-governmental organizations and things like that that kind of have a political mission here and take on foreign funding from abroad. There's been different calls at different times to call them different things or close them down completely, the latest of which was during the local elections here. We had local and regional elections in September, and somebody had one of the planks in their platform was to close down McDonald's once again.
McDonald's is one of those quintessentially American companies, but given the political backdrop you just explained, it's something the corporation is trying to separate itself from in Russia. What does that look like? How is the company embracing Russia in that country?
I think, I don't think that McDonald's would ever deny its American roots, but I think what they're trying to do as much as possible is play up their Russianness and the fact that they, you know, they provide jobs to many thousands of Russians through the various suppliers, and they've been trying to, you know, beef up their Russian suppliers as well. One of the things that they've been able to do is this year open up a French fry factory for the first time. And over 30 years, they have never really been able to get the recipe quite right to get their French fries from a Russian supplier. Finally, it worked out for them. And they have a factory that just opened up and is going to be ramping up its capacity to full scale by next year.
Is the strategy working so far to ease political tensions and help court Russian customers?
I think it is. I think that the authorities understand that McDonald's presence here is good for the Russian economy. It's too big to fail in some ways. And I think there's also just an understanding that it's kind of a straw man, so to speak. Whenever we're talking about sales, there hasn't been a great reduction in sales here because of political tensions. And in fact, McDonald's has been expanding much faster here than it has in, you know, most other parts of the world. It's a high growth market for McDonald's, and, you know, all evidence suggests that, you know, things are going well for them here.
Can you tell us a little bit more about how big McDonald's footprint is there and about its plans to expand there? You mentioned it's a high growth potential market there.
It has about 650, maybe 660 outlets right now. And the last quarter, it grew about 6% year on year. So its footprint isn't huge, but it is trying to grow. And they do see a great capacity here to grow a lot more. Regarding the footprint, the stores themselves actually have some revenue kind of much higher than many other kind of equivalent outlets elsewhere in the world, you know, the United States, for example. I mean, a lot of the stores here are considered some of the kind of higher revenue producing stores than many of their peers.
That's Wall Street Journal reporter Thomas Grove joining us via Skype from Moscow to talk about McDonald's. Thomas, thank you so much for joining us.
Great, thank you.
And that's What's News. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York for The Wall Street Journal.
Enjoy the What's News podcast? Then try the What's News newsletter. Sign up at wsj.com/newsletters. That's wsj.com/newsletters.